The Albany Pro Musica's Masterworks Chorus and the Morgan State University Choir joined the Philadelphia Orchestra under the baton of Stefan Denev for Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 and Handel's One Land, One River, One People tonight at 8 o'clock at SPAC, the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Albany Pro Musica's artistic and executive director, Jose Daniel Flores Caraballo, has been with the group since the 2014-2015 season. He came to Albany Pro Musica from Vero Beach, Florida, where he was a musical force for more than a decade. Prior to moving to the continental U.S., he was Dean of Academic Affairs at the Conservatory of Music, founded by Pablo Casals in San Juan, Puerto Rico. We also welcome Albany Pro Musica's bass singer, Frank Levitt, who is here. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both on the program.
It is a great pleasure to be back.
Thanks for being here, Joe.
Thank you very much for being on the program this morning. Let me get to, the first question, which is you look at these two pieces of music, both Beethoven and Handel, and how these pieces came together.
I find it fascinating that these two works, as different as they are in scope, as different as they are in their language, they have a common theme. When you think about the fact that almost two centuries ago, Beethoven was calling for a message of love and unity and brotherhood. And you have the same happening now in the words of Handel. And of course, I find it revealing that in these times we're living right now of so much anxiety and the political environment we are as well, that we're still calling for this brotherhood and peace and love in humanity.
We just spoke to him about many of those elements. What kind of conversations do you have with him? If having the composer there, how can you benefit in that, of having the composer with you and discussing the intention of the piece?
I think it's truly magical. And in this case, you know, Handel Lakumbe is such a personality. He's a man of great depth and sensibility, and we benefit greatly. I joke sometimes about performing works of living composers, and I tell the choir that it's always easier to perform a work of a dead composer, because there's not much argument you can have with a composer. Here you have your own perspective. You have the perspective of the composer. You have the perspective of the director of the orchestra. And then we need to marry all of them and have a happy ending, which I am confident is going to happen tonight.
And let's talk a little bit about Beethoven and this particular piece. As you say, it's such a classical part of the repertoire. I assume you have done it many, many times.
Well, and yes, you know, one of the things that I find of Beethoven fascinating, and every time I look at it, I learn something new. But one of the things that I find fascinating is that, you know, from the very beginning, there were great conflict about this piece. People who thought it was the symphony of symphonies and it was such a masterwork, but other people who disdained it and who thought that he lost it, that, you know, the language and the expectations for the singers and for the musicians were a little bit unrealistic. And I always remind my singers that we trust the genius of these composers, because in effect, once you hit, there's a reason for this one being one of the most popular works ever written. It's because when you hear the whole thing, you cannot only but feel small and marveled at the genius of this composer, in spite of the challenges that he presents to us. I like to think that it's not that he didn't know the human voice, or he didn't know how to treat the human voice, or that he didn't know the limitations. I like to think that he was simply, he didn't care. He was challenging. He was challenging all of us for the greatness that he wanted to convey in this work, and the result is simply marvelous.
Frank Levitt is one of the singers in Albany Pro Musica, and do you still feel challenged by that?
You know, I was trying to think about how many times I've sung the Beethoven. I've been fortunate, and to do it many times in my lifetime. And I got past one hand, I decided that was enough, and I wasn't going to continue to work at that. It is absolutely, it maintains the challenge. Vocally, it is certainly a challenge, no matter what your voice part. And there's a considerable sense of the passion of it all, and the quality of it all continues to be there, so that every time I do it, I find myself just absolutely engaged so deeply in it. And I love it completely every single time I do it.
So. And you love, I assume, it's also then interesting, as Jose mentioned, of doing a new piece.
Yes, yes.
Or a more contemporary piece.
Yeah, or a more contemporary piece, right. Well, doing a piece that's new to me is always a bit of a challenge, and it's always exciting, and it's always about what can I learn from this piece. Doing something that's modern and contemporary has that additional element to it, which is that the musical language, the harmony, the rhythmic language, the way in which this modern composer is going to approach music and telling the story that he wants to tell is going to be different from what we're going to get from Mozart or Beethoven or Brahms or something along those lines, because it is a contemporary composer, and because to a certain degree the gloves are off in every contemporary composer. For Beethoven, the gloves were off. He could write whatever it was that he wanted to write, and he sometimes knew that in order for it to be popular, he needed to write within the constructs of the classical time period, which was not the classical time period back then.
Right.
but he also was able to expand and do some new things and do some different things and challenge the musical community as a whole, and the performers and the audiences. It's the same thing here.
I also think that it is brilliant that Philadelphia and SPAC decided to put back-to-back these two composers, in the sense that in the context of the 50th anniversary, because there's a responsibility we all have. Of course, we celebrate the composers and the great music of the past, but we have this responsibility of continue to sponsor, to continue to celebrate the living composers, those who are now leaving a legacy. And they are within us, and we need to honor what they do as well. And when you look at the next 50 years of SPAC and what this represents, I think it was a great idea.
One of the things that I found interesting, and Frank, I know you can speak to this, when we look at this 50th anniversary, Albany Pro Musica's roots actually go back quite a ways, going back very far in that 50-year history.
Yes, yeah, that's very true. Albany Pro Musica has just completed its 35th anniversary. The group got its start because late 1970s. Was when an organization called the Saratoga Potsdam Choral Institute was created. It was a collaboration between SUNY Potsdam and the Crane School of Music there and the Philadelphia Orchestra and SPAC to create something of a summer camp, which was housed at Skidmore. And all of the members of this summer camp, who came from a variety of different areas across the country and internationally on occasion, would form a choir, which was to perform three or four concerts during the Philadelphia season. And as I say, there were a lot of people who came from a widespread area, but there was also a considerable core of people who came from the Albany region, the capital region, and who therefore did not stay at Skidmore. And they were, as the story goes, a bunch of them were sitting out having lunch one night, under the trees, and talking about how the Capital Region had such quality singers, such a strong group of people. And wouldn't it be wonderful if there were a choir that was created out of this particular group? And someone turned to the young man who had just started at SUNY Albany as the choir director there and said, "Well, David Janauer, would you be interested in doing that?" And he said yes. And within a year or so, Albany Pro Musica was born. So that had to be 36 or 37 years ago now.
I'm interested, Jose, into the relationship that you have as artistic and executive director when working on pieces like this with the Philadelphia Orchestra, of the relationship between you and Stefan Denev, the conductor for tonight's program, and how the two of you work through, because he has his group, you have your group, and then tonight you come together.
Usually these directors rely on the choral director to prepare the chorus and give us great freedom in the interpretation that we do. However, knowing that I'm preparing the chorus for another conductor, what I try to do is to prepare the chorus to be ready for anything that this conductor will want to bring in the last minute. In other words, the approach is a little bit different from when I am the one conducting, in the sense that I leave many doors open. And I treat them very much like an orchestra. You just need to be ready for this rehearsal to change it. And I practice in different ways, different tempos, different conducting patterns. Now, on the ideal world, you will want to have a close communication with the conductor that's going to be conducting this performance, but it doesn't always happen, because sometimes these people are so busy, it's simply sometimes impossible to get even an email before. And that has been the case here. So the first occasion was in which we discovered what he wanted was this past Monday, when he came to the rehearsal with the chorus. The next day, then I took the chorus rehearsal to work on those things that he wanted. So basically, it was only one day of knowing what he wanted to do, for me to then reinforce it with the chorus. It's a very interesting dynamic.
And tonight is when the magic happens.
So absolutely.
Stir, mix, and enjoy.
Yes.
The Albany Pro Musica Masterworks Chorus and the Morgan State University Choir join the Philadelphia Orchestra for Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 and Hannibal's One Land, One River, One People tonight at 8 p.m. at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Stefan Denev conducting. SPAC.org for more information. Albany Pro Musica's artistic and executive director, Jose Daniel Flores Caraballo, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Frank Levitt, thank you very much for joining us this morning as well.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Again, you can find out more information by going to SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.